Good morning. It is a Thursday morning, not just any Thursday morning, a Thursday morning where we're on the verge, and in some places I'm sure it may be snowing already, of a major winter storm. Alan Chartok, of course, you're hunkered down in the Berkshires where you could see a foot or more of snow there, and this is one of those times when it's not so much the amount of snow, but driving in it that can be very dangerous.
I would put it a little bit differently, but agree with you that it's going to be a skier's wonderland and a driver's hell. It's just going to be, according to everybody, a time to stay down and to take it easy and not to risk your life. We are facing what could be a monumental storm. Albany, not so much. The Berkshires, boom. Washington County, boom. So if the predictions hold up, it's going to be a tough day for drivers especially. But predictions have a way of not always holding up.
Yes, and I know at least one lawsuit against a weather person from the Midwest who predicted it would be sunny and it rained on somebody's wedding.
Well, you know, one of the great things about a litigious society is that people can sue for anything and do. And of course, if dog bites man, nothing. If man bites dog, you're going to get an intuitive feeling on the part of an editor that this will be a good story. Take, for example, I hate to say it, the terrible death of a family in which an actress dies and then her mother dies the next day. We all do know about the mind-body connection. One cannot discount that from happening. These were two people who were, as we've been reading for days, Hollywood royalty. The thing about the daughter as opposed to the mother, Carrie Fisher was not only Princess Leia, who, you know, of course, was a major movie star, but she was a very good writer and a very forthright and open person. And she discussed things like mental illness and addictions. A lot of people have, but she had a way of doing it so that she really connected with the public. Debbie Reynolds, of course, was one of those triangular things where first she marries Eddie Fisher, and Eddie Fisher's a hero to everybody and comes home from the war. I remember it. I remember him being on the Milton Berle show, I believe, and coming out and singing Oh My Papa, and then along comes Elizabeth Taylor, often painted as a seductress, who grabs Eddie Fisher, and then she gives Eddie Fisher the whammo when she falls in love with Richard Burton, and Carrie Fisher writes one after another present accounts about how tough life was, you know, amidst that Hollywood royalty. And the day after Carrie Fisher dies, her mother, Debbie Reynolds, who had been quite an icon herself, goes. That's the kind of thing that a newspaper editor intuitively will put on the front page.
Let's stick with the front page and a very serious issue, as Secretary of State John Kerry has rebuked Israel. He says, "We support you but cannot defend your right-wing agenda, calling settlements a threat to peace." The Times editorializes, "Is Israel abandoning a two-state solution? The real reason Israel is at odds with the Obama administration."
Well, you know, I've always been one, David, who's not sure that either the Arab states or the Israelis are committed to a two-state solution. I think if they really were, it would have happened by now. It is a shot fired across the bow of the new incoming Trump administration. David, there are many of us who believe, and I am Jewish, that Israel is important and it comes out of the Holocaust and therefore really is a major force to be reckoned with. But I don't know that Netanyahu ever really wanted a two-state solution, and the continuing building of settlements on technically Arab-occupied land is just an indication that they're not really interested in pursuing this. The last time we saw it was with Rabin and Sadat, and you know what happened there. Both of them were assassinated. The Arab states, of course, in many cases, and some of the Arab movements are saying, push the Israelis into the sea. And you can see that the Israelis are not interested unless there is a real hope for peace and having a two-state solution. So there's enough blame to go around. And it's interesting that the Obama administration and John Kerry have gone all out in terms of saying there has to be this two-state solution and you have to do it. And we're criticizing the Israelis here. Again, until some of the Arab community says, you know, we are committed to all of this and we're going to do it, it ain't going to happen.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Take it slow out there. If you don't have to go anywhere, stay put.
I would agree with that, David. I think that this is the kind of situation where you say, you know, if somebody had just not gone out, they'd still be alive.